The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It is time now for Ask the Expert slot. This week, talking to finance, get your questions in. Robert Whelan joins us from Rockwell. Robert, how are you?
How are you, Tom?
I think the question I'm going to ask you is, what will I do if I win the cash call? Cash machine.
What would you do with it? Or what? Yeah, yeah. Clear your debt.
Clear your debt. Well, that ties in, just before we go to the listeners' questions, what would you do with the 14 billion?
I would solve the number one problem in this country, which is housing, and just throw every...
Would it solve it?
I've no idea. I'm not a housing expert. I suppose that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like the... Actually, I do really like Pascal Dunhu's idea about investing in wind energy. And really, if we can go for that and set ourselves up going about forward 50, 60 years. But when everyone tells you it's a great country bar housing, everyone in business tells you it's a great country bar housing, I don't know. If money can't solve it...
Well, we'd make a dent in it, surely.
We'd like to think.
Couldn't do anything.
But then we look at the children's hospital. Who knows?
We'll buy a few of them. Right, I have questions from listeners. 53106 is the text number. You can send them via WhatsApp 087-1400-106. Listener says, I've inherited 10,000. I'm clueless. Do I need to declare this? How much tax would I have to pay on it?
You're not clueless, so don't worry about that, firstly, listener. The first thing is, who gave it to you? So if it was from mum or dad, another previous segment we were talking about changes to inheritance tax. If it was from mum or dad, you can inherit at the moment up to 335,000. So you just have to note it rather.
When you say inherit, people tend to think that's after they've passed away.
Very good. Yeah, no, like that's very important because it's a gift. So
right.
it's called capital acquisitions tax is the official name of the tax.
Yeah.
It's tends to be inheritance because that's when we tend to get the money. But you know, it's money that's given to you by your mum or dad, either hopefully when they're living or after they're passed. If it was granny has given it a few quid, it's 32,500 is the limit.
Okay.
So you can get 32,500 from granny or auntie or uncle. If it's a stranger in the street, or so it's a neighbour who left you the money, well then you're only allowed to receive 3,000. And then you have to pay a tax on the balance over 3,000. So if it was 10,000, to be paying a tax over that.
Okay, so where you got it from is vital, really.
Vital, yeah.
Vital.
And then what to do with it, honestly, the amount of people I'm meeting at the moment with small credit card debt, just first thing, get rid of your debt. Honestly, if it's a lump sum like that, spoil yourself. Do something nice.
Yeah.
Make it so I got something from it, but clear your debt.
Okay, clear your debt. Myself and two siblings have inherited a cottage in the West. We're thinking of selling it and investing the money. Any advice there?
Loads of inheritance. Yes, if what you don't want to be a landlord. So there are lots of people who are accidental landlords. They've inherited a property. They're obviously, they don't want to be involved in that game. So yeah, fair enough. If you don't want to be dealing with that, then sell it. So what do you do with the money? Well, it depends on your needs. Like the list, if whatever life stage they're at, if they're maybe in their late 20s, they might go, that's a deposit for a house.
Sure.
If they're in their late 50s, it might be giving their kids a deposit for a house.
Sure. Right.
So it's if they're planning, they might just say, this is a great opportunity for me to make a big dent in my pension. So I always say when you get a windfall, you must spoil yourself. I have lots of clients when they come to retirement and they get a big lump sum. I'd say, don't just squirrel it all away. Do something nice for yourself because you burst your backside for a certain period of time for it. But after that, do something a bit sensible with the balance. That's all. So yeah, spoil yourself a bit,
right,
but then find your need and meet.
I like the idea of the spoiling yourself bit. That sounds very pleasant indeed. You could do half an hour on that, I think. Can you ask the financial expert if they've any predictions on the third level student contribution fee and reductions that might be applied? Is that a bit too precise there now?
I think it's more political. I wouldn't be...
Yeah. All right, we don't know about that. Is there any way to have an ethical pension that doesn't involve multinationals? There's a question for you now.
Yes, there are. If you suck, that's a great question. So multinational is like, to be very clear, yes. But what you'll find is that, for instance, you can invest directly in forestry, but you might find there's a multinational somewhere in the pot. So I suppose it depends what fingerprints you'd like the multinational to have in the investment. It is possible. There are things called exchange traded funds, ETFs. If the listener Googles them, there are specific ethical funds which will tell you exactly how it's invested. So using an ETF will be an answer there.
Very good. Keep your questions coming. 53106. Just to do it generally for people across the board. The government could spend big over on Tuesday.
Mm.
We might all get a little bit more disposable income. Advice around that?
Who's going to come on and say it's bad to get more disposable income, right? But I suppose let's look at... I personally believe that stuff like this should be targeted, right? So people who don't need it, let's maybe focus on giving it to people who do need it. But we are all going to get it. So again, back to the big thing at the moment that's driving people crazy is back to school. So the cost of going back to school, the cost of sport in Dublin. Oh my God, anyone listening to Dublin right now, you know, to put a kid into a soccer club is 350 quid. If you have three kids, that's €1,000. Whereas down the country, I have a mate of mine runs a club. He said it's like 80 quid. So stuff like that, it's very helpful. So I suppose if like the children's allowance, little increases, stuff, you can use it. But if you're getting a permanent increase, the first thing I say to everyone to talk about pension planning is skip every third pay increase. And that's the way you'll retire with a really healthy pot. So it's like you're not taking money out of your pockets. You're just saying, instead of the boss giving you a raise, say, sticking it to me pension. So it's the same with this stuff. If you get these type of windfalls and you'd like to make the most of them, maybe half for you, half for the future, something like that. And if it's topping up your pension, if you have a kid's education savings account, if you have that loan that you'd love to pay off a bit quicker, maybe use it for that.
Okay. And what kind of, when you're saying the kind of things people are coming into you with there, what generally do you see
it coming in with? It depends on the challenges. The biggest challenge for a lot of people at this time of year is tax, because they're getting, sitting down with their self-employed people, sole traders, and they're getting these tax bills and they're saying, how do, he's told me to come in and talk to you because of the pension, right? Because it can reduce that. So yeah, we would advise them on that. But outside of that, it's, anyone who's looking at that, there's a lot of money on deposit in this country. There are kind of two sides to the country.
Sure.
And a lot of people are asking us, what do we do with that money? Because we want to get a return on it, because inflation is real and it's permanent.
Okay. Listener says, I have twin girls aged 5. I want to set up a saving account for them. Any advice?
Yes, definitely. So, go talk to a good financial advisor. Lots are available. Obviously, Rocco will help you out. But the long and the short of it is you're saving for an event. If the twins are 5, you're saving for an event that's at least 13, 14 years away. So putting it into a bank that's giving you 0.5% is not really going to meet the needs of what you're saving for in the future, because education costs are going up every year.
Yeah.
So my advice is get it into the market, get it invested, keep the money going in regularly every month, and you'll take the pressure off yourself when you're at a time in life when you're in your probably your early 50s. You'd like to think you're a little bit more comfortable, but you've got a child and it's costing you 10, 12,000 a year to put them through third level. So that's the thing. Get it into the market, get it regular, forget about it, come collect them for
you. When you say the market, that's equities then, is it?
Yeah, good managed fund, right? So just get advice. Obviously, get advice, right? But I'm a big believer in encouraging people who have time on their side to take risk, okay? Particularly if it's 10, 15, 20 years, because you can actually see that you have 120 years of empirical evidence to say, once you take your time with these things, there'll be ups, there'll be downs, but in the long run, you'll be much better off than you would have been had you had it in the bank or the credit union or the post office, which because of inflation, you're actually losing money every year. So just not get advice. Absolutely get advice.
Let me see. I have no pension and I am 47. Is it too late and what can I do?
It's never too late. And I always... No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. No, because one, the tax relief is available till you stop working. Okay. So the biggest incentive for anyone to save for their retirement via pension is the tax relief that the government are willing to give you. So you've got all this money going out in tax. You feel you're not getting enough value for it. Well, take some of it back and put it into your own pension. So even if you are, I'm 47, so I still feel young, right? So, but even if you are only 47, you've got potentially 20 years of working ahead of you. Yeah. That's a huge amount of time. And I've never met somebody who regretted starting a pension, no matter at any stage. They'll all say, I wish I started it sooner. But even if you only end up with a pot of half what you thought you'd end up with, it doesn't matter. It's more than you're going to end up if you do nothing. Procrastination is only going to lead to poverty. So just do what you can, save as much as you can, take advantage of the relief, and you'll be much better off than if you did nothing.
Right. Do they need to go to an advisor for that?
Yes.
That's something they do.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Pensions
are complex. I wish they were simpler, but it's just the legislation, right? But thankfully, it keeps us in business because that's what we do.
Sure.
But yeah, no, just get, and there's loads of advisors out there, but just get advice. Absolutely.
Is it expensive?
No, honestly not. Like for most people, you're looking at an annual cost and of about anywhere between 100 or 150 euros, 200 euros in terms of a charge in their fund, in terms of what the advisor would charge.
Sure.
So it's not, for what you should be making from that,
it
should be well worth it.
Okay. My sister will inherit a house owned by my father, which has been vacant for a number of years. It needs a lot of work, and we would look at the vacant property tax. Would there be a tax liability on my father as he is still alive?
God, I'm not a tax advisor, so
okay.
I would defer on that one, Tom. I think I would just say get tax advice on that one. I'd need to be specifics of the case. The value of the property is, there's been a property inherited.
Yeah.
from the dad to the daughter.
But he's still alive.
That's not really, that doesn't matter because it's back to the gift thing.
Yeah.
But what is the value of that property? And if they get the property and they add value to it, that's up to them. But it's the value of the property at the date of gift. That's the important thing.
Okay. I'm 60, childless with my own house, no mortgage. How best to leave assets to between three nieces and nephews?
Very good. Actually, I've dealt with this myself recently for someone. It's very much so, there is a thing called a small gift exemption. It's 3,000 a year per person. Start doing that straight away. So you can give, if you have three nieces and a couple of nephews, just start giving them that $3,000 every year, either as a lump sum or set up a savings plan or something for them. That's the easiest thing to do right away. And then if over time you can do the additional 32 and a half as a lump sum at some stage.
Right. That's a very contentious thing, isn't it? Because should you pass away and leave that, you're leaving them a tax bill, aren't you?
Well, yeah. And I wouldn't scare you with leaving someone. There's certain tax bills that can actually end up putting people into hock. So, yeah, you don't want that.
Oh, God. Right, I don't know what to say.
We'll send a positive
note.
That was
a scary one to end on there. Thanks very much for that. That is Robert Will, Managing Director at Rockwell Robert. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Tom.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.